Maybe Shane Corson has a different opinion on truculence and the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the former Maple Leaf forward joins us right now. Good morning, Shane.
Morning, boys.
They need more muscle. They need more. What do the Leafs need more of as they go to Game 3, obviously needing a win?
Well, I think, number one, they had to stay out of penalty trouble like they did. They got some penalty trouble the first game. And then number two, Game 2 was pretty rough start. Four pretty quick goals. It's hard to come back from that, especially against a team like Boston. But I was listening to you guys, and I think I agree with you. I think they just need their speed and their skill and their talent. That's how they got to where they're at, and that's what their team's all about. I don't know about, moving in somebody like Matt Martin in the lineup would make a difference. I think you got to go with the horses that got you there, and you got to start using their speed, and you got to just play better hockey and get that win tonight.
Shane Corson joining us on Brady and Price. Do you look and say sometimes as a player, when you're playing in an incredibly physical playoff series, I mean, every Leaf fan would isolate how you guys were against the Islanders in that first round. It was war on ice. Do you look and go, that's the game's changed so much that not tactics, but an attitude like that doesn't work. We've got to utilize our skill and speed in a game like tonight, or are you throwing hits left, right, and center in the first 10 minutes, hit everything that moves tonight? Is that the message?
Well, even if you're a skilled and talented team, you're going to have to use the body and play the body. I mean, that's still part of the game, like especially when you get into the playoffs. I think we all know the game changed a bit in the playoffs. So you knew Boston was going to play a physical game. That's what they always do. And they got a pretty big, heavy group of guys. So even Marchand's a bit smaller guy, but he plays the body. Same with Bergeron. So their skill guys aren't afraid to use the body. So our guys just have to return it. And they have the players that can do it there. They just have to go out and play hard and play the game the way they're capable of playing it and get that win tonight. Definitely going to be a different game tonight, I hope.
All this talk about the Leaf speed, and they have to use it, and you need more muscle. The fact of the matter is the Bruins may have – well, they do. That's the best line in the National Hockey League. How do you stop those three guys because they've eaten you alive?
Yeah, they're an unbelievable line, and they're showing it again in the playoffs here. Bergeron and Marchand have been an outstanding duo for a while, and actually, I was been away in Mexico, so I wasn't sure who was playing with them on that line. Is it Pasternak or do they got somebody else playing there right now? But it doesn't really matter whoever you put with those two guys. They're gonna do the damage. You got to limit the damage as much as possible, and you got to find somebody that can play against them. I know Kadri being out of the lineups is definitely hurting the Leafs. He's probably some guy they would put one of the guys they would put against them. But I mean, when you play great lines, just try to minimize their chances and keep them off the board as much as possible. You're not going to be able to keep them off completely because they are so talented, but you got to try to minimize their chance and their opportunities. You got to be hard on them. Simple. Marchand, you can get under his skin sometimes and sometimes get him off his game. So you got to try anything you can to slow them down.
Shane Corson, kind enough to join us. You're busy out there all day. We'll get to where and why and how folks can benefit from that with tickets for the game tonight. I'd ask you about the Bruins' mentality being up 2-0. I mentioned that Islanders series. You guys went to Long Island up 2-0 in 0-2. I remember you on a really stacked Blues team, Shane, that was down 2-0 to Detroit, and you clawed your way back into that series against all odds. What's Boston's mentality? Are they flying high? Are they feeling awesome about themselves? It's hard not to, dominating the first two games like they did. What's the Bruins' mentality tonight?
Well, you're right. They're probably feeling pretty good about themselves being up 2-0, but they know how hard it's going to be here coming into Toronto. They know how well Toronto's played here in Toronto. So, and they're an experienced veteran team. They got some good veterans there with Bergeron being there. He's a great leader, and I think he's just going to have them, and the coaching's done a great job. So they'll have them ready for the game tonight. But, Leafs is going to come out and outwork them. It comes down to it. If you got skill and talent, you got to be the hardest working team in the playoffs, and that's who normally wins. So I'm sure Boston can come here prepared, but they're definitely going to be confident. Hopefully they're overconfident and it works in our favor, but I don't see that happening. I just see them coming here and being ready to play another game, and us Leafs have to be ready to go and play hard, outwork them. Bottom line, it comes down to hard work, especially in the playoffs. They're both talented teams. It's just who wants it better, and we're going to need to get good goaltending from Freddie, and he's going to have to play outplay the other team's goaltender, and we can get a win tonight.
There's no question the fans in Boston certainly did their part. How important? A loud building, a loud ACC tonight. What does that do for players?
It's sort of like the extra man out there. If they're out there and they're ready and they're loud and they're into the game, and it's a great feeling in the building, and the vibe's awesome, and it's city's excited, so I think it's going to give the boys a lift. And like I said, they've played real well at home this year, so I think it's definitely going to be a positive for the team and give them the upper hand, hopefully. And it just gives you a great feeling as a player to come out there and hear your fans going crazy behind you, and just gives you that extra gear you need sometimes.
You didn't play too many playoff. I mean, God, you're on the Olympic team, winning. Going to the Olympics, and most of your playoff games. You look back. There's Patrick Waugh. All of them in Toronto are either Curtis Joseph or Ed Belfour. Is it trickier with a goalie who gets pulled like Freddie did and just not building a playoff resume yet? I know it's chicken and egg. You got to get the games to build the resume. But do you look back and go, God, given how it was last time around, can that make a player or a team, Shane, a little bit tighter than they'd like to be? Like I said, every Patrick Waugh game, you guys aren't going to sweat him ever having two bad games in a row, or Cujo. Is that on the Leafs players' minds tonight, that they've got a goalie that's a little unproven as a playoff resume?
Well, you definitely have to learn as a player, period, not just a goaltender, how to win hockey games, especially have to learn how to win the playoffs. I think you hear a lot of people make comments like that. It's important to learn how to win. It happens with experience, but I have a lot of confidence. Freddie, he had a great year this year. I'm looking forward to it. I think he's going to come out and have a great game tonight. I think the players in the room feel the same way and are behind him 100%. Like you said, having Patrick Waugh behind us in Montreal, or Cujo here in Toronto, or even in St. Louis, we had Grant Fuhr, who was a proven winner. So you felt pretty confident when you had those types of goaltenders behind you. You know, we had some great goaltenders wherever we went. We had Brodeur and Cujo and Patrick Roy behind us in the Olympics in 1998. If it weren't for a guy named Pasek, we probably would have won the gold medal in 98. But goaltending is so important in hockey. It's so important in the playoffs. And the guys that I mentioned, especially Patrick and Brodeur, they found a way to win the big games and win championships and Stanley Cups. And that's not an easy thing to do for any player. So, but I have utmost respect and confidence in Freddie Anderson. I think he's going to come out and have a great game tonight, and he's going to need to if they want to win Toronto.